Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Marcus Today End of Day podcast. Henry away at the moment on his holidays in WA, back on Wednesday. So you have me covering the markets on a very busy day. This is general advice only, if it's advice at all. And if you're listening to this and you're not a member of Marcus Today, why not? Email Lorraine at info@marcustoday.com.au and see what sort of deal she can do for you. A much better day today. We're up 71 at one point. We closed up 62, and that follows the 107-point drop in our market on Friday, as we heard from Capital Economics that they expect the RBA to raise interest rates next week, as early as next week, and another strategist predicted 3 interest rate rises from the RBA this year in the August, September, and November meetings, saying the RBA haven't done enough to get on top of inflation, that other base rates in the UK, US, New Zealand, Canada are all over 5%, so they should be here. 4.35% is not enough. So in order to retain their credibility under Michelle Bullock, the RBA need to do more, not hold out the prospect of rate cuts. It wouldn't be that fantastic, would it, if the RBA cut rates, inflation returned, and they had to reverse it. You had one job, Michelle: get on top of inflation, and I'm sure she'll do the right thing, and certainly delay rate cuts, if not raise rates. We'll find out next Tuesday. But I think the messaging has changed a little bit since that higher than expected CPI number last week, which was the third higher than expected CPI number in 3 months. Having said all that, the interest rate fear has backed off today, overdone on Friday. So the real estate investment trust sector today, one of the best performing sectors, up 1.6%. Info technology, which is the IT sector, responding to the 2% rise on the NASDAQ overnight on the back of the Alphabet and Microsoft results. Info technology up 1.68%, one of the best sectors today. And interestingly, the all or small ordinaries index up 2.27% today, highlighting that as the market rises and risk appetite returns, small companies tend to do better. Talking of risk appetite, the lithium sector had a good day today. There are a couple of positive announcements and quarterlies. Liontown Resources talked about first production and went up 8%. Latin Resources was up 7.1%. Arcadium, which is LTM, that was up 3.7%. Pilbara up 4.2%. Even Rare Earths Lynas up 3.9% today. Also, uranium stocks having a good day today. Boss Energy had quarterlies, and you only put out quarterly production numbers if you're a producer. They are a producer. Market like that, up 9.1%. NextGen up 4.6%. Deep Yellow up 7.9%. Paladin up 3.6%. Uranium theme remains strong this year. The force is strong with these four. Still on resources, BHP, having fallen 4.5% on Friday, dropped 0.4%. Fortescue and Rio have benefited out of the selling of BHP. There's obviously been some switching into Fortescue and Rio in order to park money out of the way. The talk now is that BHP is going to have to up their bid for Anglo American, and that's what the media is saying. There are all sorts of other big resources stocks benefiting out of the selling of BHP. We've got Alumina up 4.2% today, S32 up 4.2% today, and the BHP interest in copper as the commodity to be in for the energy transition saw Sandfire and 29 Metals up on Friday and up again today. Sandfire up 4.2%, 29 Metals, which is 29M, up 12.8% today. Gold stocks down today. If interest rates stay up, gold is less attractive. I think we also saw Newmont Mining up 13% on Friday on the back of good results, and it's a lesson to all gold bugs that Newmont is showing the way. Their quarterly results were much better than expected thanks to a rising gold price. That should show up in other gold sector results, producers that is. But today Newmont Mining down 1.5%, and a host of other stories. Let's try and get through them quickly. TPG Telecom, Singtel, which owns Optus in Australia, is complaining about higher costs in Australia and the Australian economy going nowhere. They've taken a $3.5 billion Singapore dollar write down. That's about $3.1 billion Aussie dollars, some of which is related to Optus. And Optus, in order to combat these conditions, has done a network sharing agreement with TPG Telecom, which is listed here, of course, TPM. And TPM was up 5.3%. And Optus users will be glad to hear that the new network will cover 98.4% of the population. Megaport MP1 down 1.3% today. That was actually not a bad performance. It was down over over 5% at one point on upgraded guidance, which apparently had a disappointing ongoing revenue number slightly below expectations. Anyway, Megaport survived, down 1.3%. Perpetual up 3.1%, selling a wealth business, their wealth business, to KKR. Star Entertainment chairman steps down, share price up 6.4%. Not the best endorsement of a chairman, is it? And all sorts of speculation about them putting in a culture-changing chairman. Often management changes mark the bottom of share prices. And they are at the lowest price they have. Is it ever been? Let me have a look. Yep, lowest price they've ever been, 42 cents, and they're down from $4 in 2021 and $5.45 back in 2018. So could new management be the turnaround? Did it start today? My experience of buying into disaster stocks for a turnaround has been nothing but bloody, so I wouldn't be doing it, but don't let me stop you. GrainCorp up 2.7% today as activist shareholder HMC Capital took a 5% stake. On the nickel front, Ravensthorpe's been shut down. 500 people lost their jobs there. It's owned by a Canadian miner, First Quantum. The mine lost $22 million in the first quarter. It's just reflective of what we already know. Indonesian nickel production is bigger and cheaper, and it's killing the Australian nickel industry. Pacific Smiles, PSQ, up 14% today. Agreed to a bid from NDC. It's had a couple of bids, actually. And that'll probably do you on the stories today. On the diary coming up, we've got the Fed meeting 4 a.m. on Thursday, followed by a press conference. The last Powell rhetoric was, we will keep rates high as long as needed. Expect to see the same messaging, hawkish in other words. We've got Amazon results on Tuesday night. We've got Apple results on Thursday night. That'll finish off big tech, expecting those to be good, judging from the Alphabet and Microsoft results, and particularly the AI element. Big tech is holding up the whole market at the moment, whole US market. We've got European zone or Eurozone inflation numbers on Tuesday. We've got retail sales numbers in Australia on Tuesday. We've got Coles third quarter sales numbers on Tuesday. Woolworths third quarter sales numbers on Friday. Got a Rio AGM on Thursday. Another major event this week is the US jobs numbers on Friday night. And the other major event will be the NAB results on Thursday. Interims, Macquarie full year results on Friday. NAB will set the tone for Westpac and ANZ reporting next week. And the guess is that the results will be good. This higher for longer interest rate environment has been good for net interest margins, is the theory. Some of the European banks have had really good results over the last couple of weeks. So let's see how the NAB goes on Thursday, and then Westpac and ANZ next week. We've also got an RBA meeting next week, as you know. Let's see if capital economics is right and they raise interest rates. That's about that. Busy stuff. Much better day today. As I leave you, Dow futures are up 80 points. NASDAQ futures are up 0.3%. So looking for a further gain in the US. Just note the Hang Seng up 1% today. Hang Seng is now up 20% this year. The Chinese market is also up 10% this year from its lows, having a recovery, both of those. Aussie dollar firm, 65.55. That's suggesting to you that there is a good chance rates will be raised next week. 10-year and 2-year bond yields in Australia dropped a point or two today. That's about it, up 62. You have a fabulous evening. We will be back tomorrow.